Feature Friday draft, token cost management. The budget line nobody budgets for. Something happens between the first API call and the fourth month of production. The invoice arrives, and it is larger than expected. Not catastrophically. Not yet. But larger. Token costs are quiet. They accumulate in the background while teams are focused on features, on deadlines, on the meeting that could have been an email. By the time a cost line becomes visible enough to warrant a conversation, the spending patterns that caused it are already months old and well established. Usage monitoring exists for exactly this. The problem is more tractable than most teams realize. What is actually being charged? Every call to an LLM API is billed by token. A token is approximately 4 characters of text. That sounds manageable until a code base is involved. A typical software project does not send clean, concise requests. It sends context, function signatures, import chains, class definitions, adjacent files, conversation history, system prompts, retrieval results. A single query that feels like a question is, under the hood, often thousands of tokens of surrounding material. The model needs that context to give a useful answer. The API charges for every token it processes, whether the model used it meaningfully or not. Input tokens and output tokens are billed separately, at different rates. Input is cheaper, output is more expensive. Context windows are all input. Longer context means higher input cost per request. A team that improves their retrieval precision gets more relevant context per query and sees input costs drop accordingly. A team that expands their prompts without tightening the signal will not. Where costs come from that teams do not expect. The expensive categories are not the ones teams anticipate. Conversation history is the clearest example. Most AI coding tools maintain session context so that follow-up questions are coherent. Each follow-up message carries the prior conversation as part of the input, and that conversation grows with every exchange. A thread that started with 3 messages becomes 10, becomes 20. The token cost of message 20 includes the full weight of messages 1 through 19. It is the equivalent of mailing the full transcript with every reply. The package gets heavier with each exchange, and the postage is charged per ounce. This compounds silently. Retrieval augmented generation adds another layer. When a tool fetches relevant chunks from a codebase and injects them into the prompt, the quality of that retrieval determines the token load. Imprecise retrieval returns more chunks than necessary. More chunks means larger prompts. Larger prompts means higher API costs per call for every developer on the team. Team size is the multiplier. A pattern that costs 2 cents per query becomes $4,000 per month at 200,000 queries across a 10-person team. Not a hypothetical. Arithmetic. What monitoring actually catches? Token usage monitoring is pattern detection. The number on the dashboard is a symptom. The behavior that produced it is the thing worth understanding. The useful signals are not at the invoice level. They are at the request level, the user level, the query type level. Which operations are consistently expensive? Is the cost per query stable, or is it drifting upward as the code base grows and retrieval returns larger chunks? Does one user generate 3 times the token spend of their peers, and if so, why? Threshold alerts answer a different question than reporting does. Instead of what happened last month, they answer what is happening now, and does it warrant attention before end of month? A cost threshold at 50% of the token budget creates room to investigate. A threshold at 90% creates a fire drill. The distinction matters because the remediation paths are specific. Retrieval precision is fixable with tuning. A conversation history that has grown unwieldy gets compressed or windowed. An expensive query type either points to a prompt engineering problem or surfaces a feature being used in ways nobody anticipated. Unusual spend from one developer is worth a closer look. The problem might be a suboptimal workflow, or the opposite, a high-value pattern the team has not named yet. None of these have obvious names until someone looks for them. The industry position. The major API providers publish pricing per million tokens. Most teams internalize the per-request cost and move on. The accounting problem, the one that actually determines what shows up on the invoice, is volume and pattern, not unit price. This is where tooling has not kept pace with usage. Dashboards exist. Most teams have access to usage data in some form. What most teams lack is instrumentation close enough to the request to see what is driving that usage, and alerting configured tightly enough to catch problems while they are still inexpensive to fix. Cost optimization in this space gets discussed primarily in two registers: model selection, smaller models for lighter tasks, and prompt compression, shorter prompts, equivalent result. Both work. The problem is that they get pulled after the fact, after someone noticed the cost. The earlier intervention is visibility into the pattern as it forms. Prompt caching is the most recent structural change to the cost equation. Several major providers now support caching repeated prompt prefixes so that repeated context is charged at a fraction of the standard input rate. A long system prompt sent 1,000 times costs substantially less if the cache is warm. Teams that understand this architecture can design their prompts to take advantage of it. Teams that do not will pay full price repeatedly for the same tokens. The compounding problem. Code bases grow. Teams add developers. Context windows expand, which encourages teams to send more context per request because the capability is there and the discipline to constrain it is not. The trajectory of most AI coding tool adoption is higher usage, not lower. The platforms will add more instrumentation over time. That direction is already visible. The question for individual teams is whether they wait for the platform to surface the problem or build awareness into their tooling now. Most teams wait. They set up the API key, they start using the tool, and the usage monitoring conversation happens after the first invoice that looks wrong. That window, between first use and first visible cost problem, is the gap that good tooling closes. The teams that close it early have something the others do not: a clear picture of what they are paying for and why. When the code base grows, when the team doubles, when usage patterns shift, they know what changed. That is worth more than the monitoring itself. The meter keeps running either way.